Thank you very much, Shister Rebbe Shlita. My excitement was the Eichs in Mishpacha. Goes even further back. I grew up in St. Louis, and my Rav was Rav Eichsin, the Menachem Eichsin, the Chanukah Bracha, an uncle of the Rebbe, and my Bar Mitzvah was in Shul, my father was a chazan there. It's an extra push to come back to the Shul of Rav Eichsin to be able to speak to Rav Torah. The Shir is the Louis Nishmas, Simcha Davis, and Yisham Leshmas of Rav Davis. I knew the Zayda, Shlomo Davis, Chanukah Bracha, very well. In fact, I lived in Tulsa here, but he was in Tulsa, Cleveland. Rabbi Davis came to San Diego for a month. He wanted to be near a place of Torah. I was in the Cuddle in San Diego, California, a number of years ago. Rabbi Davis was there. He was cruising, learning, being a light. I still remember him telling us from Rabbi Lemeir Bluff, Chanukah Bracha, that it's Nagei El, needing our same Seifai, the last Suda of the week, Kishal Shudas. Kishal Shudas, you eat the same Shamayim. Because especially in the winter, you're not so hungry. So you eat Shal Shudas, same Shamayim. You eat it because that's a mitzvah. So too, all the Sudas of the week should be like that. Even during the week, we indulge. It should be like Shal Shudas and same Shamayim. I remember Davis telling me this Vart. I just want to mention last that I lived in Chicago Tells, and a few months ago, I was speaking about possibly coming, and I actually mentioned it to Shul Levine, trying to talk to Bracha. It was again Memorial Day, and it didn't work out, but I remember he was mechazik me very much to come, if I could come. So I feel a little bit of a fulfilling that what he said, being mechazik me to come, and it didn't work out then, but Bracha worked out now. And it's been bittersweet to be able to say these words. But the Bracha should be zakah the shtot, to continue as Hashem, go mechal l'choyah. I want to speak about two inyanim. One, the international dateline, and the Arctic regions. These are parts of the world. They're not really so populated. The Arctic Circle is not so populated. Certainly not by Yin. And the dateline, though, is a little bit more negative, so we'll talk first about the international dateline. There are two discussions related to the international dateline that I want to address. Number one is, where is the international dateline? And number two is, what happens when you cross the dateline? The halachas that relate to crossing. The international dateline, the civil dateline, and there's a map which shows you the civil dateline is something that the world at large has come to a conclusion that this is where the line is. In other words, Russia is on one side, Alaska is on the other, New Zealand is on one side, and you have the other side, Hawaii is on the eastern side. When you get to a dateline, the date changes. Now, why do you need a dateline for? What do you need a dateline? So, just as the Torah's mashal, if you wouldn't have a dateline, because the world is round, it has to be there. Let's say you get on a plane and you fly west. So you start here in Chicago, and let's say you start at 8 p.m. You fly to Los Angeles, and it's 6 p.m. And then you're in Hawaii, it's 3 p.m. on Monday. And then you get to New Zealand, and it's 1 p.m. on Monday. Then you get to Japan, and it's 9 a.m. on Monday. Then you get to Israel, and it's 4 a.m. on Monday. Then you get to England, it's 2 a.m. on Monday, and you come back to Chicago, and it's 8 o'clock on Sunday. Now, that can't be, right? And, you know, you went on a rocket around the world. You can't have that. There has to be a place where the date changes. So, in the world at large, that line is on the opposite of Greenwich. Greenwich is the line that runs through England. By convention, they decided this is what's called 0 degrees. It's basically a suburb of London. And then the world goes time zones. Each time zone is an hour later. When you get to the other side of the globe, 180 degrees, which is the line on your map called the civil international dateline, that's where the date changes. So the muscle on the eastern side of the dateline, there's an island called American Samoa. On the western side of the dateline, there's an island called Samoa. It's just southeast of Australia. You can see it on the map. When you go from American Samoa to Samoa, it's maybe a half hour, 45 minute, hour flight, but it's tomorrow. You go from Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. to Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. because you crossed the line. So where does halacha put this dateline? Where does halacha put the dateline? So this shaila already was addressed in the summer of 1894, 28 years ago. Rabbi Avram Abner Horowitz took a ship from Australia to New Zealand to San Francisco, and he brings this in the Chumash Beis Avraham, and he didn't know what to do. because when he got to San Francisco, it was a day, they said it's a day earlier. So when is Shabbos? What's he supposed? Where is this line? So they're ready with these shilohs that were addressed. This shiloh, of course, came to a head 80 years ago, or now 81 years ago, when the Mir Yeshiva and other chassidim and from Litvisha found themselves in Japan, in Kobe, Japan. So this was Yom Kippur 1941, 81 years ago. And till then, the Shiloh had been discussed, but only minimally. But here, you had an Olam of B'nai Torah that were in Japan. And the question is, when is Shabbos in Japan? And they sent, of course, the telegram, famous story, same as Meisei, they sent the Teretz Yisrael, and there was a big discussion, they had a big meeting, and a big conference, and there was a came out of Machloikis, the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chaim of Tverchinsky. The Chazon Ish did not attend the conference, he sent the Shliach. But let's go through the two shitas and understand what the issue of traveling to these locations is. The Chazon Ish brought a raya from a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav based on the Baal HaMeor. He claimed this is the only Makor in Shas. Rabbi Chaim of Tverchinsky was a Svara. He had no raya from the Gemara. No Gemara that speaks about the dateline. They didn't go to these areas in those days. They talk about Medina Sayyam. They weren't speaking about crossing the dateline. So they didn't go to these places. So now you have people there. So the Chazon Ish said that you have a Baal HaMeor in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav. The sugi over there is speaking about Edim at far-flung locations seeing the new moon, and when is Rosh Hashanah, if the Moilah falls out, no Chatzos, from Kvar Chatzos, after Chatzos, before Chatzos, the Gemara says if the Moilah is after Chatzos, we push off Rosh Hashanah a day later, and in the explanation of the sugya, the Baal HaMeor says, there's a Ksei HaMizrach and a Ksei HaMayrim. The Ksei HaMizrach, he says, is 6 hours east of Yerushalayim, and the Ksei HaMayrim, that is exact Lashon, but it means it's 18 hours to the west. Zok the Chazon Ish in the discussion of the sugya, we don't have time to get into the sugya itself and how the Baal HaMeor is explaining the sugya, but in the discussion, he says 6 hours east, 18 hours west. Zok the Chazon Ish, what do you see from here? You see that the dateline is 6 hours east of Yerushalayim. So if you look at the map, you see the Chazon Ish line is a line that runs through Asia, through China, it runs to a city of Changchun, China. Then it runs to Australia and down into the ocean. But the Chazon Ish said like this, the Yisai Oilam, he was a Talmud of the Rosh. The Yisai Oilam says you cannot have a dateline running through land. You can't have such a thing. Because if you would have such a dateline, you would come out of Chukka Tlula. You'd be able to keep 2 days of Shabbos. There's a city, Changchun, China. There's such a city. The dateline runs through that city. Let's say, in the city of Changchun, China, there were two streets. One street is called California, and one street is called Mozart. Right? Just happens to be. Just right. Those are the two streets. And the dateline, 6 hours east of Yerushalayim, is a line that runs between California and Mozart. So what's going to happen? That means if you want 2 days of Shabbos, so what you do is you stay on California, and when they get to Shal Shudas, you go ahead and you cross over, walk the block, and now you're in a makom where they're holding by Milchai of Shabbos. They're saying L'chadayim. Because they're 24 hours back. So you can have 2 days Shabbos. And Fakir, if a person was in a matzav of, well, let's say they're busy. You know, it's the tax season, April, right? So he has two laptops, one on Mozart, one on California. And he doesn't work till mincha time on Mozart, and then looks at his watch, oh, shine, right? He goes over to California, and there they're singing B'nai Chola, right? There's an hour of Shabbos, and that's it. And he goes to his laptop, and he continues with his work. He has 1 hour of Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas, that's it. You can't have such a thing. So the Chazon Ish says it has to go on the coast. And in fact, if you look at the line here, you see it runs along the coast of Asia, and then it runs along the coast of Australia. So the minig for already 100 years in Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Australia, which are on the eastern side, is to treat like it's Eretz Yisrael day of the week. Which means, in Australia, it's right now, in Melbourne, it's right now 15 hours ahead, not 9 hours behind, but they're 15 hours ahead of Chicago, so the time there would be 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning when? Tuesday. right? 1 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday, because Australia follows the day of Eretz Yisrael. That was the shita of the Chazon Ish. So according to the Chazon Ish, it comes out that once you hit the coast of China, Asia, and the coast of Australia, you now see that New Zealand and Japan and the various islands in the Pacific, Guam, Samoa, Tasmania, which is south of Australia, all of those islands, according to the Chazon Ish, are really a day early, because the dateline, when you go from Australia to New Zealand, you're going a day earlier. And therefore, you're going from Monday back to Sunday. And therefore, in New Zealand, when they say it's Shabbos, it's really Friday. And when they say it's Sunday, it's really Shabbos. That's the shita of the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Chaim Chodorkovsky argued. Rabbi Chaim Chodorkovsky says Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is the center of the world. And therefore, the dateline is on the opposite side of Yerushalayim. If we make an analogy, by the Goyim, what the dateline is to Greenwich, right? The dateline of the Rechim of Chodorkovsky is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of the world, not London. And therefore, the opposite side is where the dateline is. And therefore, according to the Shita of the Rechim of Chodorkovsky, and you see it's on the map, it runs through Alaska, and it puts Hawaii on the other side of the dateline. So in Hawaii right now, the time is 5 a.m., and anyone will tell you there that it's 5 a.m. on Monday morning. But according to Rechim of Chodorkovsky, it's 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Because when you go from L.A. to Hawaii, you're crossing the international dateline. You need to turn your watch ahead a day. And therefore, Hawaii, when they say it's Friday in Hawaii, it's really Shabbos. And when they say it's Saturday, it's really Sunday. It's really a day ahead. So we have machloikis between Rechim of Chodorkovsky and the Chazon Ish. And the nafkaminas are Hawaii. According to the Chazon Ish, Hawaii is fine, like the locals. But according to the Rechim of Chodorkovsky, it's not. Friday is really Shabbos. And Japan and New Zealand are fakir, are the opposite. And therefore, when they say it's Sunday, it's really Shabbos. Now, there are various other shitas as well. I want to note, Agav, in Rechim of Chodorkovsky, he was mesupik whether or not you say this concept of greater. This aspect that we said that Sydney and Melbourne and Shanghai and Eastern China and Eastern Russia are all greater, that they slept along with the mainland, Rabbi Chimelot was not so convinced. He was Mesupik. What's the Nafkamina? Anchorage, Alaska. In other words, if you look at the map, you see it runs through the eastern side of Alaska. In the middle of Alaska, basically where the L A are, that's where Anchorage is. The first A, the middle A of Alaska, that's where Anchorage is. There, according to one side of the Rechim of Chodorkovsky, in Anchorage, Alaska, you have a problem. The time now in Anchorage, Alaska is 6 a.m. is 7 a.m. on Monday morning. But according to the Rechim of Chodorkovsky, there's a suffix. Maybe it's tomorrow. So Hawaii is a big shiloh. If you go to Hawaii, those planning a vacation, if you go, what are you supposed to do? Even Anchorage is possibly a problem. Rabbi Feinstein told me that he held that Anchorage, Alaska is on the other side of the dateline, like Rabbi Chalucho, Yosei Greira, and therefore Anchorage, when it's Friday, is really Shabbos. That's what he held. Most places can disagree with this. They at least specific. That's what Rabbi Feinstein held. Now, so there's a couple other shittas which I want to mention. And that is the what I call them the Mid-Pacific Paiskim. These are Paiskim who never lived in the Mid-Pacific, probably never visited the Mid-Pacific, but their lines run near the Mid-Pacific. One was the Venetian, that he slants it very close to the real dateline. There's the Adaris held very interesting shita. The Adaris held, you go to the end of civilization and then draw your line. What's the end of civilization as was known? The eastern tip of Russia. And that's where it all ended. Right? If you look at a map, the eastern tip of Russia is the furthest east somebody could go without having to get on a boat. That's the line. So you draw the line straight down from there. That's pretty close to the real line. And therefore, this is what you do. So what are you supposed to do if you go to these places? So, we're behind him in Shlita, like exactly the word for the Star K, but many other places say like this. You go by Roif Shittas, for where you're at, for your regular hanhaga, right? You put on tefillin, what you daven, what the yom you say, etc. But when it comes to derises, now you have to be concerned for the other shita. What does that mean? What does the haftarah mean? If you go to Japan or New Zealand, you should not do derises on Sunday. Because, like the chazanis, it's Shabbos, so how can you do malach? Right? You don't want to do malach. In the suffix, this is a suffix. The problem with the sugya is, again, there's one day and one gemara, maybe. But there's no precedence in this. So achrayim argue on this for decades. Right? It's amazing that you had yin in Kobe, Japan, that escaped from the mirror, Baruch Hashem, the mirror came. And Adayim Azeh, what's the conversation? Meret Lernin, when was Yom Kippur there? What? When is it? That's what everybody wants to know. What happened and what was Yom Kippur? If you go to Hawaii, you have the same, or the Aleutian Islands. We had a Mashkiach from Baltimore, went to Dutch Harbor, which is on the Aleutian Islands, to do a fish run. So there, it's something the other way. On Friday, we say, you know, you put on tefillin, it's on Friday, but don't do derises. Now, it's hard enough to do derises on a Friday, because then you're preparing for Shabbos. So you put up the challah Thursday afternoon. We tell your wife needs to bench lift, so she should take out a flashlight and bench with the shinui. Right? Take your chin and turn on the light, and then make a bracha on the flashlight, because, again, light, the shita of the Rebbe Chodzinski is Shabbos. And therefore, you want to avoid doing derises. That's in Hawaii. So in Hawaii, you have the suffix, what to do, right, on Friday. And then again, when people call me, yes, you're wearing a row, what to do. But this is the best etzah. If possible, I heard this from Rebelski, Tzatzal, try to make Kiddush, if you're in Hawaii on Friday, make Kiddush Friday night early, before Shkia. Because then the Lunar Shafir Yaitzeh, if it's Friday, Shabbos, and you make Kiddush, it's still Friday. If Friday night is Shabbos, so then you make your early Shabbos, like you do any time that you make. And therefore, you chaperayim both shittas. So that's the shita. I want to mention one other day, which is not that muskah, but it's worth mentioning, because I believe today is the yard site of Yenish Shtayf, to Chatzal Kavrocha. And in Paris Voracious, in his Chumash, he writes the following. He writes, he holds you go by the locals. In other words, who stels a vector minig? You go by the locals. This is a big discussion also of any other place, from Nachum Kasha, others. You go by the local. What? How do they know you? In other words, who stole the Mekhtamini? What is this society? What do they call it? What do the people call it? Do they call it Friday? Do they call it Shabbos? What do they call it? Okay, according to that sheet, that comes out of Vancouver, right? Because, okay, wherever you go to Guam, well, they call it this. And you go to Hawaii, they call it that. You go to, you know, British Caledonia, right? Or, I'm sorry, New Caledonia. In the Pacific, they call it this. New Zealand, they call it that. So it's very easy out. But he declares, and this is a very interesting, I'll tell you the story behind it, as you saw it, and this Hakira. When I was 3 years ago today, I was in Alaska doing Hashkafa work. I was in the city of Sitka. Sitka is on the eastern end of, it's in the panhandle on the eastern end of Alaska. There's no Shilas there because it's east of the Das. But there's one Shiloh. Sitka was the capital of the province of Alaska until about 1900. Alaska didn't become a state until 1959. But it was a province when they bought it from Russia in 1867. When they bought it from Russia. So listen to Shiloh. He says, what did they do if they were in Alaska? Because what happened? America bought Alaska, Seward, right? The Secretary of State, and they bought Alaska, $7.2 million, the biggest, steal, so to speak, ever. I hope they don't think we stole it, right? Rahman al-Islam. So it went from Russia to America. So he clears, what did they do? How did they change? They changed the day. You know what they did? I think it was a Thursday night, where they said, okay, we're now part of America. Sitka was the capital. On a Friday in October of 1869, in Sitka, Alaska, which was the provincial capital, they lowered the Russian flag and they raised the American flag. So when I was in Sitka after the Hashkacha, I went to this Halakha Makom where this happened, and I said, "Tell the fort, this is the Makom." That it was the chalais of the shaila happened. He says, "What do they do? They change the day to America." My whole vart is go by the minig. Well, now the minute all of a sudden changed because they turned the clock 24 hours. All of a sudden you're going to say it's going from Thursday night to Friday night or Friday to let's say Shabbos, like the snap of your fingers because they raised and lowered the flag. We kept the sign. This is his suffix that brings down. A year later, I saw the day I was there, which was 3 years ago today, was the yard site of the Rebbe's site. When I was clearing this Shiloh in the Rebbe's site, it was his mom's yard site. Right? I didn't know at the time, but I found out. And today was that day that I was there. Now, the other Shilohs you have, one of the versions of Shiloh, is this Negei Mashkichim. They fly from Eretz Yisrael, we have Mashkichim in Eretz Yisrael, that do work in the Far East. So they want to be home for Shabbat. They go home, you know, they go for a couple, 2-3 weeks, and then they go home for a month, and then they go back. So they want to be home for Shabbos and go back to Shabbos, and then be ready for work Monday morning. There's a flight that goes from Eretz Yisrael to, at least it used to be, this is before Corona, this flight was the best flight. It was Matzah Shabbos from Eretz Yisrael, and it landed on Sunday in Incheon Airport. Incheon Airport is in Seoul, South Korea. Now, South Korea is on the eastern, is on the American side of the Chazon Ish's line, but Korea is attached to the mainland. So Korea, Seoul's no problem. It's like Sydney and Melbourne. The only problem is Incheon Airport is on an island. And it's connected by a bridge. So the Shiloh is, in Yisoy Oilam, when he says that you say Greira, in other words, if you're connected, it's one area. What if you're only connected by a bridge? Does that create Greira? It's Mavish Negeya. When they land Sunday, if you say Greira, a problem. It's like Melbourne and Sydney. It's Sunday. But if you don't say Greira, because it's just an artificial bridge, a man-made bridge, then they land Sunday in Incheon, and now the Suffolk Shabbos until it gets dark, which is a whole Asik, a Kedu Dereisis. So another interesting hakira in the Chazon Ish. What do you say about a bridge? Now, the next Shiloh that comes up with a dateline is when you cross the dateline. It's more than Negeya. I don't know if anybody plans to go to New Zealand, or you go to Hawaii, you know, you may say, I'm not going to these places. But crossing the dateline is very Negeya. If you go for business to the Far East, if you have mishpacha in Australia, right, you're going to go. What's the deal when you cross the line? So what's the Shiloh? So the Shiloh is like this. Let's talk about if you take off the classic flights to Australia. You go from Chicago, you get to Los Angeles, you know, on a Monday afternoon, a late Monday afternoon. There's a 10 o'clock flight from Los Angeles to Sydney. Okay, so let's say you did it tonight, right? You're going to go from the Shir, you're going to get on a plane, you're going to go to LA, you're going to take off 10 p.m. Monday night. So that flight is going to go all, you're going to land at 5:30 in the morning in Australia. Right? Now forget about the dateline for a minute. Marshall Mad Dover Doyma, if you take the 1 a.m. flight from Eretz Yisrael to Newark, what's that flight? To JFK. It's a whole night. You're on the plane, all night. It's whatever, it's 12, 14 hours, whatever it is. Why is it a whole night? Because the sun is chasing you. In other words, you take off 1 in the morning, and the sun comes up in Eretz Yisrael 5 hours later, but 5 hours later, you're over Greenland. So it's light to dark. The sun is chasing you. And chasing you until finally catches up to you when you land in New York or in Chicago. Fine. Same thing happening here. The only difference is, so it's one long night. It's one long night. Right? From Binyan, it's easy because you daven Maariv in LA, and then you don't have to daven Shacharis till you get to, you know, when you go from Eretz Yisrael, that west flight, you daven Eretz Yisrael Maariv, you land in Chicago in the morning or New York, and you daven Shacharis, no Binyan. But here, something else is happening. You're crossing the deadline. You're crossing the dateline. So what happens is you take off Sunday night and you land on Tuesday morning. Because again, night. Sunday night is now early Monday morning. And now it's early Tuesday morning when you cross the dateline. So Shiloh number one. You daven Maariv again? Well, let's there's a machloikas ha-paiskim. G'doyle ha-paiskim. Achrayim mamish. Kalim on both sides. What to do? You have Rebbe Yosef. The B'Sal Chachma was a rabbi of Australia, Rabbi Heinemann holds like this as well, says, you go by your old cheshbon. Did the sun rise? No. Did the sun set? No. Nothing happened. So on the plane, you went from Sunday night to Monday night, so a lot, or Monday night to Tuesday night, it's Mabakach, it's night, one long night, you don't have to do anything. Like when you go for Eretz Yisrael, you don't do anything. It comes on until no Maariv, no Shabbos. There's nothing.
That's here.
Right? Okay, hold on. However, Reb Scheinberg's going to start with Racha. Held, Reb Dov Feinstein held like this. Reb Velmer, Shiva Baltimore, told me, he holds like this. He wants food Australia. We went through the whole halachah here. He told me, no, Clark, you go by what's 7 o'clock. You take off Sunday night from, you take off Monday night from Los Angeles. Monday night from Los Angeles. All of a sudden on the flight, it's now Monday night. Okay? You have to marry. You never done married Monday night. You're not going to learn that. What do you do about Monday chakras? Some people ask, what do you do about Monday chakras? There is none. Because you never experience Monday morning. You go straight from Monday night to Wednesday morning. I'm getting my days mixed up. I'm sorry. You took up Monday night and you land Wednesday morning. What about Tuesday chakras? You don't have a Tuesday chakras because you never experienced Tuesday. You never experienced Tuesday mincha. You're putter. You don't even do tashlumim. You just never had that zman. You bypass that zman. But what about Tuesday Maariv? Oh, on the plane. And, you know, I see on my map in the front, I cross the date line. Let's say I cross all the date lines. So they all, you go by the time you're at. So it's a fundamental machlokes achronim. When you go the other direction, it's pumfaker. It's pumfaker. According to Rebbe Yosef, let's say you fly east. Okay, you're going eastbound. You take off from Hong Kong on Tuesday at 2 p.m., and you land in Los Angeles on Tuesday at 2 p.m. So what happened? It's like the flight East Territory Stroll. The sun sets, the sun rises, you know, and so on. But the mics are repeating the day. So you're down in Hong Kong at 1 o'clock before you board the plane. And now you come to L.A. at 2 o'clock Tuesday. You down in again. I already down in Tuesday. What about on the flight when you're flying over Alaska? You down in chakras Tuesday morning again. So I get down on Tuesday morning. In Hong Kong, I daven Tuesday morning. Right? In other words, you're going backwards in time. Do you daven again or not? So it's same achlekes, but fun faker. Right? In that case, Rebbe Yosef holds you go by your own clock. Your own clock saw a skier. Say second chavim. Let me daven marit. Now it's the sun rose. Let's daven chakras. Aye, it's the same chakras you davened yesterday. But what might you have a date? What about mincha? Daven mincha again. No problem. Reb Scheinberg, that Saul will disagree. You don't down shops again. You down shops in Hong Kong Tuesday morning. Then you went to the airport, you down mincha Tuesday, you board the plane, you don't down it again. Right? So machlek is achrayim. So Rabbi Taplin in his Sefer says it's a pshar. In other words, what do you do? You have this another place again. How do you go like? You want to be yaitzah, all that day is. So what age is you down at tonight in Dover? Which means, let's take the flight westbound. You down, you fly west, and now it's, you know, it's dateline, but it didn't get dark again. There was no more skia. Daven tonight at Dover. First of all, say Kriya Shema, certainly. And if Daven Shema Nesrei, if I'm a Chuyiv, then it's Shema Nesrei, if I'm not a Chuyiv, it's in a Dover. And the same the other way around. Right? Same when you go the other way around, when the sun comes up, you say, Daven Shabbos ready Tuesday morning, do I have to daven again? Again, this is going to be totally in this Machlekes. Now, you run into some fascinating shilas with this. L'chayra, yeah, you put on tefillin, you can put on again for sure, l'chaladeh, if you want. There's nothing wrong with putting on tefillin twice, saying Kriya Shema twice. Shmei Nesrei, you can do b'tanai nedava. The shayla put was Kriya Shema. Took in a zibra, it's not so pasha, because you can't do nedava. Some say a safek on Shema, the safek that writes on the Shema, the brachos get slept along, so to speak. So it's a little bit tricky in how this works. Now, my uncle Asher, Oliver Sholem, once called the following Shiloh. He was flying to Australia. His children lived there, Ein Chuch, and he was a Rebbe for many, many years, and he called up the airlines at Miles, and he said, give me the first, you know, I'm a teacher, I'm a Jew, give me the first, you know, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday to get to Australia in July. Right? Okay. So, he didn't want to go Wednesday night. Wednesday night, he lands Friday, right? It's already too close to Shabbos. You can't go Thursday night, you land Shabbos. You can't do that. So it's hard to get there. Right? Two Bachram told me that they got to get home from Australia. They're learning in yeshiva. The two different yeshivas, they came to me two different... Like, fine, they're flying home to Tzion Gedalia. Pasha, they get home for Sukkot, because there's no... Right? Yom, it's Monday, Tuesday. They're going to Tzion Gedalia. Then they're going to have to fast, a long fast, till they get to L.A. Then they're going to fly L.A. They're going to land Tzion Gedalia. They're going to land Friday morning in Australia. They can't go the next day, Thursday. And then the only other option is to go Sunday night and land Erev Yom Kippur. That's not Kishmak, right? And then they can't even get to Australia after Yom Kippur. So it's very difficult. Anyway, he called the airlines. They booked him a ticket. He was taking off Sunday night, Gavaldik, no problem. Sunday night from Australia. He's landing Monday night from L.A. He's landing Wednesday morning. Shalom Yisrael. He looks at, you know, a few weeks later, he looks at the calendar and he sees Tuesday, Yeshivas HaBetamis. He didn't look when he said he didn't know Shabbos, right? But he didn't see. Monday night he's taking off. So what's happened here? Let's analyze what's going on here. Monday night, he's in LA, he boards the plane, while everyone in Los Angeles is preparing for the Titus. Now he's on the plane. On the plane, it's dark, 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 dark. It goes from Monday night to Tuesday night, namely Matzei the Titus. He never experienced a Tuesday day. So I told him he's putter, you don't have to fast. He did not have Shabbos the Titus. It didn't exist. And therefore he was putter from fasting. Other shilas. This is a murdering shiloh. It's my favorite shiloh of the daylight issues. You have a bar mitzvah bracher, right? Let's say he becomes bar mitzvah on Yud Ches Tammuz. That's his bar mitzvah. Yud Ches Tammuz. Yud Ches Tammuz. Well, this year was a nivka. So let's say next year, right? The next year it's going to be on a Thursday. Okay? So he's bar mitzvah on Yud Ches Tammuz. I'm sorry, Shabbos Tammuz is a Thursday. He's bar mitzvah on Yud Ches Tammuz Thursday night. And he goes, he's in, let's say, Shanghai for his bar mitzvah. Right? Whatever reason. They want a family vacation in Spain, so he has relatives there. He goes to Shanghai, and must say the Tainus. He davens Ma'ariv for the Omen. He's a bar mitzvah bachar. They make a l'chaim. Well, he's a bar mitzvah bachar. Now he boards a plane from Shanghai to Los Angeles. So again, he's taking off must say the Tainus Thursday night. He lands in Los Angeles at 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Shabbos Batamas. He comes to shul and he tells the Gabbai, can I have Aliyah? Right? And the Gabbai says, one time, I got your invitation to your Bayba Yayim, and I know your Bayba Yayim is your Ches Tammuz. You're a few hours early. Your Rebbe says tonight, right? The Bayba Yayim is tonight. You're a few hours early. I'm sorry, you come Shabbos, I'll give you an Aliyah. I can't give you an Aliyah. He says, no, I became Bar Mitzvah already. Do you become unbar mitzvah or not? What's halacha? So Rabbi Tabor got in a sefer, speaks of machlokes. He said Rabbi Scheinberg held that you don't become unbar mitzvah. Once a bar mitzvah, always a bar mitzvah, right? Once a bar mitzvah, always a bar mitzvah, right? So lemaisa, that's halacha. Whatever happens, if such a case ever happens, what is negayah? Shabbos. Shabbos is very negayah because Shabbos you have two types of shabbos. Number one, if you take off the in Australia, they don't go swimming on the coast on Sundays. Why not? Because again, the Chazanish's line is the coast. Once you get into the water, you're now swimming on Shabbos. Because it's, according to Chazanish, it's Shabbos. If you take off on a plane on Sunday, you're flying into Shabbos like Chazanish. And therefore, L'chayri, you would not do the rices. Because, in other words, you don't want to do that. L'chayri, you don't want to take the flight. The place would say, you should avoid such a flight. You shouldn't do it. Many places are mekel and say don't do their rices. You have the other hechitimsa where you take off from Hong Kong on Friday. This is a big service. Someone wants to get home for Shabbos, so they do business in the Far East and they want to, you know, they have to be there till Friday morning. They go to the plane 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They board the plane. So what's happening here? The plane takes off from Hong Kong or Shanghai on Friday afternoon. Now the sun goes down, right? Fly east, the sun sets. It's Shabbos. Right? You're setting a challenge. But then you cross the date line, and now it's back to Friday again. So many Paiskim are making. Right? Rav Shul Kamenetsky and Savior says, it's also, you can't do it. The Kremis HaLachim says, you can't do this. Shabbos, you can't buy yourself. Many, many Paiskim are making. Other Paiskim have told me, Lahakal, especially, Rabbi Tzarek, you want to get home. You just don't do Malach. You can't do derises on the plane. So, for example, the bathroom latch, you can't latch the door shut. Right? You can't turn on a light. You don't want to do any of these Malachas until you know it's definitively Shabbos is over. So those are some, there's eight tips you can actually fly only on Shabbos. This is a flight you don't want to take. You can take off from, there's a flight from LA to Taipei that leaves on Friday afternoon and lands much of Shabbos in Taipei. So look at that flight. You took off Friday afternoon, and now the sun goes down at some point and it's Shabbos. But then you cross the dateline and it's much of Shabbos. Right? So your whole Shabbos is on the plane. Not so gishmak, right? And you may miss out on some of the students, so that's not something you want to take. Okay, so that's the dateline in a nutshell. Let's move a little bit north. Let's move to the Arctic Circle. The Arctic Circle is another map. Another map. And this is very negeya, even though people don't necessarily go to these places, but it's negeya of flights as we will see. And we'll get a little bit to outer space to conclude. The Arctic Circle is an imaginary line that runs at 66 degrees north of the equator. Chicago is 42 degrees. Not just a 42 degree line, I don't know if anybody knows this, but the 42 degree line runs a few blocks north of the Vine. I forgot exactly where, between Arthur or Albion, anybody got the streets right? Right, one of those streets, between one of those streets, 42 degrees, that means 42 degrees north of the equator is Chicago. Now, at the equator, let's just understand what's going on here. The Arctic Circle is a dotted line in the middle of the map. It's a dotted line where anything inside the circle, there's at least a period of time where there's 24 hours day in the summer and 24 hours night in the winter. Okay, so let's explain. Now let's understand what's happening to Metzius here. If you're at the equator, Ecuador is on the equator, that's the name. The equator, the life of a gabbai at the equator is very geschmack. Why? Because the days at the equator are a very small variety. 12 hours and 6 minutes, 12 hours and 7 minutes, 12 hours and 8 minutes. Ad kan. That's it. It's basically 12 hours long. The extra few minutes is because of how you chesed and made some shkia. But it's basically 12 hour days, the whole year round. It does shift a half hour. Just like the Midrash switch shifts, Chatzos shifts, they have the same shift. So their sunrise and sunset do switch. So it's not a perfect life for a gabbai. You can't just hang up a sign for the whole year. But basically, mincha, the time for mincha and licht benching moves a half hour a whole year. That's it. Half hour range. The further north you go, the greater the range. That means the longer the days in the summer and the shorter the days in the winter. And the south of the equator, the same thing, right? That's why in Australia, the days are longer in February, in the middle of summer, and the days are shorter in July during their winter. I saw potatoes in Australia, it's very long, right? Argentina has the latest. This is a side note. Argentina is in the southern hemisphere. I saw potatoes, there's only times to fall on a Friday. So over here, you know, Lichten is in Chicago, it's really early, it's 4 o'clock is Lichten, you're ready to make your kiddush by 5:15, you know, just compare us. In Argentina, I start potatoes on a Friday, they don't end their time until 9 o'clock at night, 9:15 at night. So it's mamish long time, because again, days are longer, you're further from the equator. The further north you go, longer the days. So in Chicago, in the summer, the days are 15 hours long, and in the winter, they're only 9 hours long. Go to Montreal, it's going to be longer and shorter. Go to Anchorage, Alaska, which is below the Arctic Circle. In the summer, the days are 19 hours, and in the winter, the days are about 5 hours. I'm approximating. When you hit the Arctic Circle, or thereabout, you have 24 hours, which means already a little below the Arctic Circle, you can have 24 hours with the sun up, and a little bit north of the Arctic Circle, you can have in the winter time 24 hours with the sun down. So now, the shaila is what to do. So let's talk about the summer. Summer is a little bit more complicated. It's less complicated, it's more complicated. Let's give them a shalom over here. The furthest north regular city is Longyearbyen in Norway. If you take a look at your map, if you go north of Scandinavia, so that's Norway, Sweden, Finland, so if you look, you'll see the line, the Arctic Circle, you have cities in northern Norway that are north of the Arctic Circle. You go all the way up, you see Svalbard, Longyearbyen. Look how far up that is. Right? Again, the closer you get to the North Pole, the further north you go. They are 78 degrees north of the equator. Okay? The sun comes up on April the 20th, and it doesn't set until August the 25th. Right? Again, the sun comes up April 20th, and it doesn't go down until August 25th. The sun goes down on October 27th and doesn't come up until February 15th. The sun's below the horizon. Let's talk about the summer. What do you do in this place? And anywhere in these northern areas. Barrow, Alaska. It has another name now. It's Barrow, Point Barrow, Puro Bay, where the oil starts. Right? These are all North Arctic Circle. The further north you go, the longer it happens. You have the same problem, again, in the southern hemisphere when you get to Antarctica. What do you do? When is Shabbos? When do you daven Maariv? What are you supposed to do here in these places? What do you do? Alert Canada is 82.5 degrees north. It's even further north. Go all the way up in Alaska. Okay, it's really it's the northernmost permanent settlement, although I think it's more of an army base. I think you just show up without resources. But Lemaisa, 5 months up, 6 months, right? Mamish, 5 months up, 5 months down. At the South Pole, there's a station there, right? People work there. It's down, you know, it's up for 6 months, and it's down for 6 months. So what are you supposed to do? So you have these cycles. So Hilchos Halozer, Chelek Dalet Siman Mem Beis, has a big suffix. What to do with these locations. I should note, historically, there was a tshuva that was written about what to do. Already in the 1800s, you know, what to do over here in Azam Mokim. The tshuvas, Zecher Simcha, Simon Lyman, 1886, with Simcha Levy Bamberger. I think his son wanted to go there on a business, and he told him, don't go. Why not? Because when you go up there, so you may think you run into a big problem because Shabbos is every seventh cycle. So let's say, for example, you go there on a Friday in May. Okay, the sun sets, and now it's Shabbos. Okay, then the sun comes up an hour later, and never sets for another 4 months. So after Minchas Halozer, maybe it's 4 months Shabbos. That's not bad, huh? Pretty bishmak. But how are you supposed to? How are you supposed to live like that, right? Say Shem Tavoidu, right? In other words, how are you going to live like that? So Mikhalina says you're being masters yourself into a suffix Shabbos here, possibly. You know, when you're here, you get into such a situation. So that's the Mikhalina Halacha. Don't call. The Tiferes Yisrael, probably the most famous sack of this halacha, because I believe it's the most famous because it's most readily available. The Tiferes Yisrael is at the end of Perek Aleph and the Perek Aleph of Masechta Brachos, Zuck the Tiferes Yisrael, you go by where you came from. Okay, that is the Chuk HaDei is the place of what that means. Does that mean I go by where I live? You know, for Baltimore, then you're going to have two different people. I come from Baltimore, somebody else comes from Yerushalayim, we're going to have different Cheshbonos over here. Right? Maybe it means the last place that you came from. In other words, the last Yiddish Kehillah. You went to the North Pole, you went by a place, Toronto, and then you worked your way up Canada. So maybe you go by there. There are other ways of cheshbening this in Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is not clear. It's not clear what Tiferes Yisrael means. But Lemaisa, this is what he says. And keep that in mind when we get to astronauts. Keep that in mind. Then you have the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says, okay, you're stuck. So basically go by the average. The average day is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 12 hours, however you're going to cheshbon that. So look, you're stuck, so just go by the average. Which means becomes very interesting, is that you could be in Alaska, and this happened, there was a boat that a bunch of Yidden went to Antarctica. The guy went in the winter time, because it was summer there, the guy went to Sarbatavis, so they had a 24-hour Sarbatavis fast, because it was no sunrise and sunset. But they had a whole shiloh. Are they over the Arctic Circle exactly? Is there 24-hour sunlight? It's totally how you done on you know what Shkirtashki is and so on. The Nafkamina, you could be in Alaska and you could be in one town. Marshall, this is very interesting. Wales is a town, Wales, Alaska. Okay, put the dateline issue aside, it's on the west coast. And there or who's one? There's a city, Huzlo, Alaska, where the Shkia is at about 1:15 a.m. and Eitz HaCham is 1:45 a.m. It's a real place. Huzlo. It's you have a half hour where the sun goes down. Interesting. I'd love to go over for Shabbos. Maybe we should make an outing there just for Dan Alochas there, because you make Kabbalah Shabbos, Tagam and Chel, right? And then you make Suda Shabbos. And then not the Suda, it's time for Nates, Chakra Snakes. And then you eat Suda, you know, you're done with Suda Shabbos by 4 o'clock in the morning, by 3 o'clock in the morning. You eat Dam Shabbos, Dam Marv, Dam Chakras, you have such a mama. If you go a little north,
from there, all of a sudden it's 24 hours day, 24 hours night, and you throw yourself into this whole Shiloh. They had this whole Shiloh in Antarctica. When they went to Antarctica, they had this whole Shiloh. They crossed it, didn't they cross? Did they go by? Are they? Because you don't want to cross that line into the Arctic regions, because then you're mocking yourself into all these different days. It's very stroll. Says you do this, and the Ben Ishchai says you do this. Granted, the Ben Ishchai base is a Jewish rabbi Pilon in the Chenek base in the Dalit in the Sayyid Yisharim. He grabs a raya from the Tzoyar and the Teva. That's his raya. How do you know you can say day? It's 24 hours dark. Mechi tasty, it's day. He brings a raya. Because one of the pshatim of the Tzoyar is, we know the mamo, it was dark outside. But it says the Tzoyar lit up. What's one of the pshatim of the Tzoyar? So why did it light up? So they know when day or when night was. Of Vaisachai, of Benishchai, this day, even though it's dark outside. Even when it's dark outside. So Lemaisa, that's why time is, that it's 24 hours dark, you should still have a day. Now the Ma'idim is Manim, Shermach, in Chelet Dalet, Simon Kufnuf Nun Hei, it might be Chelet Beis, he says like this. He says, here's how you don Shabbos in such a location. When you go to Bear, Alaska, when you go to Longyearbyen, the sun doesn't just stay in the sky, the sun is moving. This is what happens. Very interesting, because the astronomy Shabbat. The sun in the summertime in Chicago rises in the northeast. And then it starts to work its way south. At Chatzais Hayoim, the sun is at the southern, the sun is at the southern point in the sky. Right? The sun is at the south. So Divan is here, which is this Divan, right? So this is north. So this is east, right? So in the summertime, the sun is going to rise over there in the northeast. It's going to work its way down. And then at Chatzos Hayoyim, the sun is due south. Right? The sun is due south anywhere north of 22 degrees, anywhere in the mainland United States, 48 states. At Chatzos Hayoyim, you go out any day of the year, the sun is going to be due south, and the shadow points north. Does everyone know what north, which way Mizrach is? You know, find what Chatzos is and see where your shadow is. Your shadow is pointing north. Then the sun works its way down and it sets in the northwest sky. When you're in Anchorage, Alaska, it's much more north and much more north. So it's northeast, goes all the way up for 19 hours and sets in the northwest sky. When you hit the Arctic Circle, it's very interesting, at Chatzais Halayla, midnight, which is really, if you go straight north of Anchorage, that's going to be 2 a.m. because daylight savings time and the time zones. At 2 a.m., the sun, again, I'm not in Anchorage right now, I'm now north of Anchorage, let's say again in Prudhoe Bay, just at midnight, at Chatzais Halayla, the sun is very low. It never set. It's low in the north sky. Now it goes its way up, 24 hours. At Chatzais Hayayim, it's in the southern sky. Now it works its way, it's down, like everywhere else in the world. And it now, instead of going below the horizon, it never goes below the horizon. It stays above the horizon. Oh, Sucker Sternbach. Beautiful. You want to know what Shabbos is? Count seven cycles. That moment when the sun reaches the lowest point in the sky, that's the new, that's Tzeisek HaChamim and Netzach HaMetz HaZamim at the same moment. Marv is going to be an issue. Although maybe you could make a plug. I'm in from that. Krish Mashal Arvitz, you're stuck. You can't die with Krish Mashal. If you go to April 20th, you say April 20th in Larger yet, the sun is up 24 hours, you can't be Yitzhak Mitzvah Matzah. Right, because it's not dark. You can't do the Alkaisis, you can't do Agadah. Right, there's no light. Even south of there's no saints. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. In a place in the Ibra yard, you're going to be, you're going to have a problem. But the point here is, at least Shabbos, Sukkot of Shemboh, it goes down and works its way up, and that's the way you count the days. In the winter, it's Puk Pakar. In the winter, the sun is below the horizon. It works its way up, and at Chatzos Hayoyim, at midday, the sun is below the horizon. But it doesn't make its way up. In other words, I think I can, but it doesn't quite reach the horizon, and therefore that moment is going to be the Netzacham and Netzacham Tazan at the same time. That's why winter is a little bit less of a problem in these locations. Why? Longyearbyen is very far north. But in Barrow, it's very interesting, and we'll talk a little about more in Anchorage, what to do. But in Barrow, what happens is that I'm talking about the winter time, the sun never comes up, right? So the sun works its way down, it goes below the horizon, but it goes almost at the horizon. What's that called, right? That's called the morning, right, twilight. That's Ben Ashrash in the morning. You have an Alisa Shachar. In Bear, Alaska, you have an Alisa Shachar 365 days a year. In all of Alaska, you have. So that's why it's a little bit easier. It's harder in the wintertime because there are more mitzvahs that you're dealing with. In other words, if you're in a makom 24 hours a day, so you have Kriyas Rav, Shal Arvis, and Myrit to deal with. And Pesach, you have those mitzvahs. But if you're in a place where there's 24 hours dark, now you fill in and chakras and mincha, you run into all these problems. The mila is, but you get at least an alaysa chakra. So it's very interesting. Let's just average off. If you're a Bear, Alaska, about there is about 2 p.m. At about 1 p.m., you're going to see sunlight. Like this morning, right? Like this morning, you know, I had 6:30 a.m. flight, nights was 6:39. There was plenty of light going on at 6 a.m. Here, what was next here? What, 6:15? Right? You went outside this morning, 5:30. There's plenty of light. It looks at 12 noon, it looked here at 5:30 this morning. So that's yoyim. So you have a very interesting day. You're going to go down and shakras quickly, right? In other words, you put on talis and tefillin, alois ha-shakar, daven shakras. Now it's chatzos ha-yoyim, now chaparai mincha. Even though I know some of you will never think of daven mincha after shkia, but now you have no braver. Right? Because you're technically davening off the Shkia. So it's chakras, chatzos, and then you have mincha, and then it gets dark. So you have a little window of time. Erev Shabbos, it's going to be more complicated. People call me from all these phenomenal places, like they ski trips to Norway or whatever it is. So they have this issue. 24 hours, the sun doesn't come up. What do they do? So I tell them exactly this. Alois HaShachar, 10 in the morning, daven chakras. Okay, now, before Chatzai Sayyoyim on Friday, you better bench lift. Because, right, you don't have a lot of time because there's a short plot over there. And now, you get a bench lift before Chatzai. Because once Chatzai comes, it's already Friday night, right? That's the Shkia. And therefore, you're going to have to keep Shabbos. You're going to have to keep Shabbos at that time. So, how do you know you're here? Again, it's difficult. It really, don't go. But two in Yonah where this comes up, are on Arctic flights. Okay, this is very negative. Very negative. Two things, and if you go to Anchorage, what to do? And then astronauts. And we'll cover these three things. Number one, polar flights. Okay, I once flew from Shanghai to Verkashi at a conference. So I was lucky, because I actually went to Europe for Star K, and then I went to Shanghai, and then I went back to America. So I didn't have to go the other direction with the Shaila of missing a day. I didn't miss the day. I only one time ever crossed the date line, right? It was Mamash Yayim Simcha, right? Mamash Hale for Kurkova, and finally get to cross the date line. This was about 4 years ago, Barak. So now, cross the date line. So I wanted to daven again. I was repeating the day. I was going to go kind of a shita, but do kind of dova, right? And, but it was very interesting. I was sitting there with my maps. I'm all prepared. My Mamash Hale was preparing for this Mamash moment, right? And now I have Dan Shakras, I have something, Mamash, while I'm on the plane. I have that, you know, this man of Shakras is going to go like that. Because what happened was, the flight went over Alaska, and then I was over, you know, Yukon, and then the Northwest Territories, and I saw, oh, the sun's going to come up. But when the sun came up, I was in a mukkah where the day is only 2 hours long. Well, if the day's only 2 hours long, do the math on Soif Mantilo. Right? Your show is manias. Let's make it even more exciting. 1 hour, you're in a mukkah where the day is 1 hour long. Right? 1 hour long. So your show is manias for 5 minutes. So your Seifman Kriyishma comes after 15 minutes, and your Seifman Tila comes after 20 minutes. Right? So I want to tell Nates, you know, I'm going to dive into Nates. No, you don't want to do that. Because you wait till Nates before you know you can't even finish Manasseh between Nates and Seif Mantzvila. There's such a mockup where if you go really this not Husli had at night, but if you go a little bit north there, you can have a mockup where it's day for a half hour. By the time you dive in Nates, your Seif Manasseh is not Mantzvila. There are really places like this, and you're flying over there. So I quickly chopped and I ran to the back of the plane. And I was nervous that I missed my tefillah. Remember, it was only a makeup. It was Sunday. I repeated Sunday's tefillah. I took off Sunday late afternoon, and I davened right Sunday morning. But I got nervous. I looked at the flight to see did I make it? Didn't I make it? right? Where all the chana, it just comes like that. I want to tell you, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be very careful. You have to know how to read those charts. There are many wonderful charts, Chai Tables and Maizmanim, but you got to know how to, what, you got to know the lump that's behind the chart. Like he's a marshal. It's like only using a GPS and not really knowing where you're going. That gets risky sometimes. You could end up in the wrong, you know, in the wrong place. End up in Dallas instead of Dallas, you know, right? So, Lamaisa, right? Because you spelled it wrong, right? So, same thing here. You got to know what's going on with those with Zmanim and know what's happening. People fly Eretz Yisrael, also Dreamliner planes. Someone who's a mumche in Australia told me that he once flew and he looked out the window. He said it didn't make sense. It's. You know, it should be day now, but it's night, so I'm a Dav Marv. He Dav Marv, and he told the flight attendant, wow, I didn't expect to see such a moon out there at this hour. And the flight attendant said, you weren't looking at the moon, you were looking at the sun. But the Dreamliner planes make it dark. So you really have to outcup in what's going on. It was, the window was dark, he thought it was the moon, it was really the sun. Right? He Dav Marv, Mamash Lelavatola. Right? God said, Lelavatola, there's someone who Mamash Amukha. But he knew the times. He said, okay, no, it's dark, I made a mistake in my time. So you have to be really careful. So those polar flights, when you go over them, you have to really know what's going on. Right? Again, Svira, did you cross the dateline? Didn't cross the dateline? Some flights go so far north that they, if you go one side of the North Pole, if you didn't cross the dateline, the other side you did, and you get into all sorts of issues, that's there. Now, Anchorage, Alaska, and then outer space, and with that we'll conclude. Anchorage, Alaska is okay. Okay, again, you have the suffix Shabbos that we spoke about, the McDonald's Feinstein, how Anchorage is an issue. But putting the daylight aside for a minute, if you go to Anchorage, Alaska, the sun sets in Anchorage at about 11:45 at night in July. And it rises at 4:30 in the morning. It never really gets dark. It gets as dark there, I'm going to guess, maybe about like 25 minutes after Shkia. So the taking a cup of there, they use is Chatzai Halayla. Because it never really gets dark enough. What happens at 2 a.m.? So the sun goes down at 11:45. Early Shabbos in Anchorage, there's a kehila there. Early Shabbos in Anchorage is 9:45. Plaga Mincha is 9:45. So their early is 9:30 Mincha, 9:45 Kabbal Shabbos in Mairu. They go and they make Kiddush. But it never gets dark. So Motzei Shabbos, they wait till 2:03 a.m. to make a Shabbos. Because it gets darker and darker and darker, and at 2:03 a.m., it starts to get light again. So you have Seitek and Chavim and Aleitz HaShachar at the same moment. And therefore, that's Oy Shabbos, and therefore, now you have Sunday morning. So Havdalah is tricky. When do you make Havdalah? In Anchorage. Right? That's really the only issue. Maariv Kedavim, it gets pretty dark. I tell people that going to Anchorage, or people go to Iceland now, I get calls for people going to Iceland, on vacation. These are areas that are samuch to the Arctic Circle. So again, the sun goes down and the sun comes up, but it never really gets dark. So if you want to go on vacation, you better pack a few alarm clocks. Why? Because you can probably not buy the plug. I'm in the club. Let's take Anchorage. Ski is 11:45. Okay, ski is 11:45. So you're tired. You want to down Marv Plag HaMincha. That's okay. You can down Marv Plag HaMincha. You want to be Machmer and wait till 11:45. I'm talking about a weeknight. That's also good. But as you know, when you down Marv Shkia, you got to repeat Shema when it gets dark. So when does it get dark? So what you do is you set your alarm, let's say in Anchorage, for 1:55 a.m., which is the darkest moment of the night, and then you repeat Shema. But maybe it didn't get dark enough. It's not like here, you know, you wait 50 minutes after Shkia, it never gets that. So then what you do is, you say Shema one more time, Nachatzais. Why? Because you could daven Shachar, you could say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alois HaShachar, but Oynes. That means Oynes, you know, you're stuck. Somebody in the hospital, someone had Hatzolah, who was a whole night out, could say it after Alois HaShachar. Stam Shoygen, you can't do it. Only in Oynes. Eilich Oynes Belenzu. You didn't have night. Either you were Yaitse at 1:55 a.m. In Tinsalem, you were Yaitse at 1:55 a.m. because it's not dark enough. You were Yaitse nach Hatzais. Right? And therefore, that's what you're going to end up doing. So you're going to say Krishma three times. Right? You're going to say Krishma three times. Once with Dav Marv, once at 1:55 a.m., and once after Hatzais at 2:05 a.m., and then you're going to Krishma Luchala days. The last thing which they wrote in the sign is outer space. What do you do if you go out of space? So, you don't go, right? You don't go, because you're machted yourself into many, many shadows. Grider of Menachem Kasher wrote a sefer, Odom al Yareach, I should note that Rav Nachum Kasher discovered the Tzav Paneach in the great state of Illinois. Because in Peoria, Illinois, there was an elderly woman that the Rocket Shover had sent his notes to a relative by the war. And it came to Peoria, Illinois. Rav Nachum Kasher had a daughter living in Peoria, Illinois. When he came to visit her, this woman said, "Oh, you're a rabbi from Israel. I have these notes." And he saw the Rocket Shover's notes. So Rav Nachum Kasher published this. So he had an Illinois shaykhus. Rav Nachum Kasher, in his sefer, Adam Al Yareach, wrote, didn't say, we're not talking about it. In the Adam Al Yareach, he writes, don't go. He says, it says like this. The Gemara says, the Gemara darshan, Hashemai Shemai Lashem Arsasan Lede Odra. So the Gemara asks, it says, Lashem Arsasan Lede Odra. Kan Kan Arocha, Kan Achar Abrocha. Right, that's when you make a brocha, you can eat the fruit. You can eat the mezaynus. That's because Hashemai Shemai Lashem Arsasan Lede Odra, man gets, that's the land, right? But man only gets the Arsas. But Hashamayim, Shamayim Hashem, that never given to man. So don't go, right? Don't go. But what if someone did go? So money, these shittas aren't going to work. L'chari, you're going to have a suffix Shabbos. You're going to run into davening problems, right? You settle like earth many times. You know, you tell the answer, listen, I could go up into space, but listen, I'm going to be praying all the time because Shacharis, Amincha, Amirim, do you repeat it? Don't you repeat it? Which shittas do you go like? Yeah, because the davening Shabbos 10 times, right, in one day. Lamaisa, what is Shabbos? When you're over an area, it's Shabbos. So Shabbos is a long time. You know, Shabbos is 25 hours in Chicago. But if you're out of space and you're over Siberia, it's Shabbos, and then Shabbos, and then your Alaska has a Shabbos much later. Shabbos is really going on for 48 hours, right? So you get all these Shabbos of Shabbos. Number two is how you eat a mitzvah, right? There's no normal Netzachama, there's no normal Tetzachama. The only shita really that you can fit in is the shita of the Teres Yisrael, right? Teres Yisrael says you go by, you know, where you came from. So that shita fits in, right? That's really the only day of these confinements. Because again, you don't have normal sunrise and sunsets on the moon. You know how often the moon, you know how often the sun rises on the moon? Every 29 days, 12 hours, 45 minutes. The moon rotates at the same, it's a mamish, the rotation of the moon on its axis is identical to the amount of time it takes to go around the earth. So it spins the same amount of time. So every yom and on the moon, Netzachama on the moon happens once a month. So you daven Shabbos once a month. I mean, Netzachama, daven Netz, right? Every Rosh Chodesh, I'll daven Netz. There's no other chakras. So you get into these shadows. So it's very strong. It's really the only one that is able to fit into this. I want to thank you guys for coming. With Prat, my wonderful Mechutanim, Rabbi Lichtman, Rabbi Levitin, my Mechutanim, I'm Zechut to Mechutanim from Chicago, Baruch Hashem. And thank you all else for coming. As Hashem, we should be zeicher to lahagatar hadira. As Hashem, ad biyaskav v'hem yameinu amen.
You held the other dateline goes to the coast. But did somebody say an island?